on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to try and find a winner at Benalla today. Interesting card, a couple of well-backed and well-spruced runners and a few shorties as well. And Warren Huntley is the man to find us. All the winners at Benalla today. Good morning, Woz. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
Excellent. What do you make of today's meeting?
Yeah, as you said, there's a few shorties throughout the day. I'm with some of them and think that some of the races are a little bit more even than the current market suggests. So I'm pretty wary and I warm up a little bit later on in the program, hopefully find some value in the middle.
I like that. I really enjoyed my chat with Mick Dittman earlier. You would have been a big Mick Dittman fan throughout the years. Have you got a favourite win or horse that Mick used to ride?
Probably impossible not to be a Mick Dittman fan if you watch your racing. And I was a relatively young fella, probably just getting really interested in racing in those days. Red Anchor, as he mentioned, was a great horse, but probably bounding away for me that time when she went from the Blue Diamond to the Golden Slipper. I was getting to the races reasonably regularly then and fell in love with her. And she was the sort of girl that she returned the favour because you could back her and you'd end up showing a profit. So she was probably part of an era where I was really developing an interest in racing, and Bounty Away was my pin-up girl at the time. So yeah, certainly a high level of love for Bounty Away.
Yeah, she was a freak, wasn't she? All right, no Bounding Away today at Benalla, but we've got winners to find nonetheless. I'll be interested to get your take on this first starter from the Troy Corson stable in the first, who has been very heavily backed yet. Troy was a little circumspect when we spoke to him before. The first race kicks off at 1:30 today. One scratching, and that is number one, and Thorogood is the favourite. 2:20 in the even money. Lockie King on board. I'm still standings at 4:20. Zagusto's at 4:40. And little Fiafo is at $6.50. So Troy said might be a bit ring rusty. Certainly has the ability. What have you been able to gather from the jump outs of what you've seen of Thorogood?
Last couple of jump outs, I think, showed improvement. There was a lot more intent in the most recent jump out. It was only just a little bit slower than average time for the morning, but he rode the speed in his most recent jump out, and he seemed to work through the line okay. And as Troy outlined, he's been in and out a few times and obviously had that time on the sidelines with an injury-enforced layoff. I thought the most recent jump out at Geelong of number six, I'm Still Standing, was really solid, and I could see him being ready to go first up. So I've got a slight leaning to her. I'm Still Standing for the Thorntons combining. Damien and Glenn, I thought she was really strong through the line in her most recent jump out, and I could see her coming across and perhaps even and getting outside lead. Six for me. Hit a three, Thorogood, who's shown ability. He's tight enough in the market for a horse on debut, but as Troy said, winning wouldn't be a surprise, but I certainly couldn't be backing him at that price. And I think that it's a more competitive race than he's even the most likely winner. Five's Augusto might get better over a little bit further, but another one at Flemington that's jumped out nicely enough to resume here. So at least he does have a level of race day experience. And typical of the Paddy Payne stable, little Fafo's had a couple of quiet jump trials recently. From an inside draw, you would think probably gets that little bit off the speed, but you know, the trials were so quiet, you really don't know where she's going to settle in the run, but respect for the stable. 6-3-5-7.
6-3-5-7 in the first. Race number two, we've got a really short priced favourite, and it is the very well-named All of Brighton by Needs Further, and it's into $1.45. Orlindo is at $3.30. Cheeky Chipmunk is at $9, and they are the top three in the market. Was good on debut, All of Brighton, but would you be taking $1.45 today, Warren?
No, I wouldn't, but just the way the race shaped up, and Lunar Hero, the winner of that race at the Duca, he run well at Moonee Valley. He was unlucky on debut at Wangaratta. He's a lovely, strong style of horse for the Dan McCarthy stable, and he's a horse with a bright future. So getting beaten by Lunar Hero, who lobbed into the right spot and then dashed away from All of Brighton, certainly no disgrace. It was good money on debut. I think the benefit of that run and up from 1,000 metres to just over 1,100 metres here suits. So I'm leaning to All of Brighton as the most likely winner, just hoping that he can begin cleanly enough from that inside draw and hold a spot. The debut run of Alindo following some decent trials and jump outs for Jim Conlon was good at Stony Creek. Still learning and had to concede from a wider barrier and get back around a tight Stony Creek track, which didn't suit, but beaten by a smart horse in Jackpot Legend. I just think the way the race shapes up today, probably still has to concede a little bit, albeit a smaller field, but from that wider draw, will be running on and looking for a little bit further, but is the danger and probably should be a little bit closer in the market to my eye. Cheeky Chipmunk, fitter for one run back from a spell, and maybe 8 Holy Ganges, who I reckon's jumped out a lot better than what we've seen in the two runs today on race day. Have to be, because she hasn't beaten a runner home, but her recent jump out at Geelong was solid enough to perhaps be a trifecta first war player. 2.5.1.8.
2.5.1.8 in race number 2 today at Benalla. In race number 3, we can take out a few scratchings here. 1, 6, 8, 9, 12. The 7, the 11, and also the 15 have been scratched. So a few scratchings, which means that Wine O'Clock is a firm favourite at $2.30. Unhinged is at $6, and Lang Syne is at $6.50. And Warren, welcome back to Craig Robinson. We were talking to Andrew Atkins before, who's been out off the scene for a while. Well, I think it's been something like 16 months or something, but it is good to see that Robbo is back today. And he's 52 years of age. I couldn't believe that. Is that right, Warren?
Well, it probably would be. Robbo's just a terrific fella around racing in Victoria, and been a good jockey for a long time. His wife Renee's well known to many in racing for the work she does on course through the Swabs, etc. Both from really strong racing families, and just great to see Robbo. Been seeing him at the races a little bit during his rehab, and there'd been times when it had become a bit frustrating for him, but obviously the hard work and the great support that the jockeys get through the physio and et cetera, and through Robbo's dedication. He's back at the races and getting some good support from Mark Kavanagh, who he was doing quite a bit of work for before getting injured. So great to see Cav giving him some opportunities, and just great to see Robbo back at the races.
Yeah, absolutely. He's on Baron of Bedford in this race, a $10 chance. So fingers crossed Robbo can go close in one of his two rides today. Who do you like in the third, Warren?
See, the racings have changed this, the scratchings have changed this race a bit, but it's still a really competitive race. Look, I'm leaning to Wine O'Clock, but gee, I think he's going to want to get out over to 1,600 metres pretty soon. He was grinding away behind Satanta last start at Warrnambool. No excuses on that occasion, but better for the experience, and perhaps drawn to set a little bit closer with the benefit of that day at the races. But I'm wary of plenty in this race. I thought 17 Kirik, an emergency that gains a start. There's been good support both runs to date for the Freedman Stable. No luck at all on debut, and then maybe didn't handle the deteriorating track last start. Gets blinkers and a tongue tie, so certainly a scenario on firmer ground here for Kirik to improve. 10 Lang Syne round the relatively tight track at Yarra Valley last start. Just didn't really get a crack at them on debut. This looks a nice option stepping up in distance, but going to need some luck from the draw. 13 Unhinged is hard and fit now for recent racing now with Amara and Eustace Stable and going okay. Maps to get every opportunity. I do think maybe one or two others in this race have a bit more upside, but should get the right run. I think it's an even race. 4.17, 10.13.
4.17, 10.13. Race number 4 is a maiden over 2,040 metres at Benalla. Take out 6 and 12. Berry Road is the favourite at 2.30. Super Quick Love, 3.80. Miss Sententia is at $6. And then Johnny Reb is at $6.50. So another reasonably firm favourite here. Warren, are you with the fave?
Look, I'm not. I'm with Miss Sententia on an each-way basis. The negative is she's getting deep into her first racing preparation, having her sixth run. But her career best run was last start. She was just a little bit wayward in the home straight. She gets the winkers on today and a strong left-handed whip rider in Craig Newitt aboard her. I think that's a good gear change and a good rider choice from a good draw. I thought she could be as good a chance as anything and therefore over the odds for me in an even race. 8 for me ahead of 5, Bury Road, who ran well enough on debut in a good race behind Wanaliri at Caulfield. And then maybe the deteriorating track didn't help at Sale, just looked to be a little bit at sea in the ground, but well supported there. I think the step up in distance suits for the son of Frankel. So he's got upside, he's lightly raced, and he's right in the mix through the same race as Miss Sententia last start comes Super Quick Love, who actually beat Miss Sententia home and did a bit of ducking and weaving in the home straight. Again, deep into the preparation, no improvement. But I think that form line can at least hold up here and be competitive with the Bury Road form line, and maybe 3, Johnny Reb, who comes through that same race but was getting tired when he copped the check in the home straight. 8.5, 11.3.
8.5, 11.3. Got an SMS from a listener who wants to know what your thoughts on Beast and Ladder. The listener thinks it could be overs stepping up in distance today.
Yes, look, the step up in distance could suit. I think through maiden form lines, that run behind Holster last start was probably solid enough. Just held his ground there, an eight-year-old having his sixth start. So Connections have been patient and did go around $301 last start behind Holster. So, look, I think outside of the ones that I've mentioned, it is an even race. So if someone's got a leaning towards Beast and Lad, they're certainly going to get a chance to get a decent prize.
All right, well, good luck to you, Jay, a listener who likes Beast and Lad today. Hey, we're four races down. Let's take a break. On the other side of this, we'll come back for the Quaddy at Benalla.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview with Warren Huntley finding us the winners at Benalla. We are up to the first leg of the Quaddy, which is race number 5, and that is a benchmark 58 over 2040. Only scratching is number 2. Sacred Lass is the favourite for Philip Stokes and Jay Mott, 215. Cinema is also well in the market at $2.90. Riotous Mischief at $6, and then Twilight Magic at $9. So, firm favourite, which is the theme of the day so far at Benalla. How many in this leg of the Quaddy do you think, Warren?
I'm just 2 in the first 2 legs of the Quaddy, Michael, so I'm certainly going skinny enough, but that's not necessarily being brave, because the market's got a high percentage of the chances with the runners that I'm thinking, and I think the market's pretty right. But a slight leaning that Sacred Lass, who's been out further in distance to 2,400 metres last start, and she had to do that little bit of ducking and weaving, and in the end she was okay to the line. Savvy Boy had the momentum out wide. I don't think coming back in distance with just that one run over the longer trip will be an issue, and I'm going to lean to her against Cinema, who got out to this distance last start here at Benalla and rode the speed and was really solid to the line, maintained a strong gallop. There's a touch more depth to this race and up there with the 62 kilos, but I think Cinema is the obvious danger. 5 Twilight Magic drops in grade from a run behind Hard and Tough stand down last start. The previous run at Yarra Valley was solid enough to be competitive here. And Ryder Smith just gets off the speed, relaxes at the back of the field. She'll probably be strong late, and she's racing like this trip will suit. I've got her in as next best. 4-1-5-3.
4-1-5-3 in the first leg of the Quaddy at Benalla. Race number 6 is a 58 over 1,612 metres. A few scratchings in this, leaving a very small field. Take out 2, 3, 4, and 5, which means we've only got 5 runners. And Judge Janine is the favourite at 2.15. He is, with Robbo on boards at 2.70, Piscean at $3.80. In this race, have we got a... No, well, Suburbia's scratched, so we won't hear from Andrew Dale. So who do you like here, Warren?
Yeah, they just came out, the two stablemates, as late scratchings just after 10 o'clock, Michael. So a little bit of readjustment here. Again, 2 in this leg of the Quaddy, and that was the same before Suburbia came out, who was going to be my third selection. But I thought Judge Janine is deep enough into that campaign. She's obviously hard and fit. Stephen Brown Stable's going very well at the moment. I think with that facility, he's in at Seymour, it takes time to settle into a new place, and I think his team's really ticking over well. She had no luck at all, just nowhere to go in the home straight last start. Her previous form was solid. I think she's got a fitness advantage over He Is, and I think she'll map into a more forward spot. There's not a lot of obvious speed here, and I could see Craig Newitt, as he quite often does, just taking control of this race aboard Judge Janine, and therefore I think she's the one to run down. But the danger to me is He Is, who closed off well enough behind Shorter Shine at Geelong over 1,300 metres. The step up here is a nice progression. Good ride for Craig Robertson, first day back, and should be the one chasing hard, but I think Judge Janine might have a tactical advantage. 9 Another Prince has been at the picnics recently, but a couple of the runs at the TAB meetings have been okay. The slow tempo mightn't necessarily be in his favour, but if he blends into the race at the right time and gets clear from that inside draw, I think he could be strong late. Piscean's the other one that I'm including in the first 4, but again, a skinny leg of the Quaddy. 6-1-9-7.
6-1-9-7, race number 6 today at Benalla. Race number 7, a bigger field here. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,212 metres. We can take out number 8. Hillcrest Moses is the favourite for Matty Laurie. Damien Thornton on board. Got to carry 63 kilos in this race, where there's a number of high weights. It's at $2.80. Mountain Ibis is carrying 64. It's the second favourite at 3.70. And then Lady Magnus at $4.40. Are the top 3 in the market, Warren?
One of the better bets for me, Hillcrest Moses. He's been racing well. He was terrific, his home track at Mornington last start. He covered ground. He was entitled to drop off. the winner of that race, Crown Monarch's got a reasonably bright future, and he's beaten less than a length. From an inside draw, he should take a forward spot here and get a lot more economical run. So I think he's clearly the one to beat, three Hillcrest Moses. One at odds here, and almost the outside of the field last time I checked, was Nick Antalya, who comes through a non-TAB meeting at Kyneton last start, but there was plenty of merit in that performance. Jumped, went forward, rode the speed, absorbed pressure, and battled on really well. I think a positive ride from a wider draw I would expect today to get into a forward spot. I think Nick Antalya's over the odds and could add some value to multiples. Then two that'll be closing off from off the speed. Mountain Ibis, relatively recent addition to the Osborne stable, is going well. A good winner over the border at Albury. Last up, Lady Magnus is going well. Again, she's going to be off the speed and strong late. And I do think that both Hillcrest Moses and Nick Antalya will be potentially controlling the tempo. And Hillcrest Moses in particular, the one to beat. Nick Antalya, the one that's a bit over the odds. 3-10-1-7.
3-10-1-7, one of the better bets of the day. Hillcrest Moses at $2.80 in race number 7 at Benalla. The last of 8 is a benchmark 58 due to jump at 5 o'clock over 1,112 metres. And the scratchings in this race, we can take out 5, 9 and 13. Zooming Zebra, another one for Russ Osborne, is at $2.10. Ransom Trust, $3.50. Arigato is at $5.50. And they are the only runners under double figure odds here. So another pretty firm favourite to end the day, Warren.
And I think she deserves to be. And Russell Osborne's got a little bit of a knack of winning the last race when he's got a runner on his home track here at Benalla. And I think he can do it again today. Zooming Zebra's had two runs back. They've been at Metropolitan level, the benchmark 64 Friday night behind Esther La Rocca. Got all the favours there and still got beaten 5 lengths, but did beat home Japery, who was probably having a bit of an off night, but then was dominant winning at Flemington on Saturday, so that's a good form reference. And behind Zesty Bell, she was beaten 7 lengths, but I thought she actually ran quite well down the outside in the straight there, had that clear air late, but I think both of those performances are good enough to be the one to beat here. And she hits her home track third up from a good draw and drops in grade to the benchmark 58. So a lot to like about Zooming Zebra. I'm with her. 6 ahead of 2, Arigato. She's a big, strong girl, daughter of Schwarzier. She looks to have trialled up nicely at home at Mornington without being tested. I'd expect her to be stronger the line first up. Funding's an older galloper. I thought he had a really tough run first up and ran well. He gets a much better run on the mat here, claim for Michaela Lawrence. I think he can run well at reasonable odds. And 4, Ransom Trust, limited but honest, does get the blinkers on for Lindsay Park and Dan Stackhouse, which is a good combination. 6, keen, ahead of 2, 7, 4.
6, very keen, ahead of 2, 7 and 4. As you said, Warren, you were building to a crescendo and you sound like you're finishing strong at Benalla. Is that where we go for the best bets?
Yeah, we're coming home with Hillcrest Moses and Zooming Zebra as a player today, Michael. But I made the best number 8, Zooming race 8, number 6, Zooming Zebra. I just think it's a perfect race for her. Value hard to find, but I thought race 4, number 8, Miss Sententia was over the odds, around about the $6. Quaddy first leg 1 and 4. Second leg 1 and 6. Third leg numbers 1, 3, 7 and 10. Coming home with just numbers 2, 6 and 7. Perhaps some extra unit on Zooming Zebra there. But trying to get a return out of Zooming Zebra prior to that race with a running double as the player that A races 7 and 8. First leg 3, Hillcrest Moses 1 out. Into Zooming Zebra 1 out. Number 6 in the last.
Oh, I love it, Warren. Good luck today. Now, you are a very lucky man. You've been happily married for how many years, Warren?
Oh, a few more than I'd care to remember, Michael. In excess of 30. So, yeah, married in November of 88.
Do you remember how you proposed? Was it romantic?
It was out at a winery or a restaurant in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne that then became a winery. It was called Lovey's. God, how corny is that? And it was a restaurant out in Wantirna at the time that then branched out to be part of a winery in the Yarra Valley and I think subsequently has changed hands. But yes, I do remember.